Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And we are back with Beach and Company. Boy, the head of the Supreme Court is going to be overseeing the trial, and he's going from a very quiet, dignified body to a street fight. And boy, if you want to go to a street fight, the guy to take with you is Pete in Ontario. Thanks for holding, Pete. You're on WBEN.
Oh, wonderful to hear from you, Stan. Listen, in less than a minute, I can explain this, and we really look around us and see this. We had Tom Holman come on the other day and say that from Judicial Watch and say that usually he knows he's got the scuttlebutt on grand juries being called and such. We know John Durham at this point is called no grand juries. Okay, we never heard from John Uber again from Utah that Sessions put to look into not only the leaks, but, you know, the exposure of American citizens. And listen to this. Lindsey Graham 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, said he'd rather dismiss it all out. But if it goes in, he doesn't really feel that he should be having to call Biden and Hunter Biden. Okay, look, if we go into this and Lindsey Graham doesn't aggressively go after anybody involved with Burisma and with the Ukraine that tied to this decision for this phone call to be partially about that, then he truly is a wolf in sheep's clothing.
Well, if you were going to call witnesses, you'd have to call Biden's.
Yeah, but Sandy, let's see if that happens. I'm telling you, finally, this is the first chance we're going to get as conservatives, as honest American people, to be able to turn and say, look, here we go. We have finally got exposure. Fast and furious. 33,000 emails, Hillary Clinton. Like, on and on and on. I mean, you know, I'm so upset about this. That's why I completely shut myself off from it. 20 minutes a day, I do my study, I get my facts behind me, and that's all I need when people I know up here approach me about certain things. But I'm telling you right now, Sandy, this has finally come down to the head of knowing this. If Mitch McConnell and Lindsey Graham don't actively and aggressively get these witnesses up, then we know for a fact Mr. Trump will never have an honest base behind him. He may win re-election. He may have that happen. But they're never going to expose the worst thing that ever happened in American history when it comes to a political event.
So, can I understand then that you definitely would like to see witnesses rather than a dismissal?
100%, and I mean run them hard every day, because that's what the Democrats are going to do. That's what Adam Schiff is going to do. But the whistleblower is not kept. He has anonymity in the sense that he doesn't lose his job or whatever. But this whole thing about where he is not, his name can't be exposed or anything, that's absolutely a lie.
You know, it would be interesting if they did call the whistleblower, seeing that Schiff says he doesn't even know who the whistleblower is. Who do they send the subpoena to?
Oh, you know as well as I do that John Roberts, the head of the justice,
Chief Justice, yep,
whatever he wants,
yeah,
Chief Justice. Now we also know this. This is a man that altered wording so that Obamacare could be a tax and not squeeze it through. This man I don't trust at all. And then he doesn't. He's a never Trumper. So you see, this is what I mean. Finally, finally, the things are going to start hitting the wall. And I mean it. I still don't think it's going to be that easy. I think there's going to be a lot of problems here with Mick and all the pressure of, no, don't put Joe up there. It's just Joe being Joel. He's okay.
No, I think you're right. It's going to show exactly what's behind the door, and it'll be interesting. Thank you, Pete. Thank you very much. Pete is on fire.
So, Pete, I hope you're listening still. Don't forget what Rush Limbaugh had said a few weeks ago, that we have Republicans whose hands are dirty, who've received money from the Ukraine, who've profited from the Ukraine. They don't want to be exposed just as much as the Democrats don't want exposed. That's what a lot of this is all about. When you look at the Republicans who are against Trump, we know why the Democrats are, but there are plenty of Republicans who have benefited financially from dealings with foreign countries. They don't want that to come out.
Well, it'll be interesting because if we do go with witnesses, we would have to, the Bidens would certainly have to be part of it. The whistleblower would be part of it. And I'd like to see Schiff up there, Pelosi up there as material witnesses to this whole joke that they sent over as letters of impeachment.
And Mark Levin had said on Fox that the whistleblower does not enjoy anonymity with the Senate. He has to come forward.
Yeah,
they can't call him.
It only keeps you from losing your job. And we don't know what his job is. But you know what's the funny part? Is he's on, Schiff is on record. He was on record as saying he does not even know the name, has never met the person, has never, done any dealings with him, the whistleblower, which started the whole thing. You got to remember that. So it'd be very interesting if he were called, because you're sworn in. As a matter of fact, the whole Senate is sworn in by the Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts. So they're all under oath. A very important time. The thing that always gets me nervous is whenever you get to something important, there's always a handful of people that aren't willing to commit right away. Well, I'm not really sure, you know. I'm thinking about it. I'm looking at this, looking at that, because they know that the last few to commit get all the publicity on network television. Those are the ones, the Susan Collins of the world. Those are the ones that they're going to be talking to. They're not going to be talking to the ones who are already committed. They're going to be talking to the ones that could go either way and could shape the future. And so you see that. You see that a lot. Mitt Romney would be one of them, certainly, in this time around. And regarding the next election, you know what's funny? The least controversy in this whole thing, in this whole mess, is whether the president will win the next election. That's the least. So that seems to have the most power, that people think that now, with all of this, he's going to be a shoo-in. So that's how desperate they are. They don't want to go through almost a year now and another 4 years after that. So that's nearly 5 more years of Donald Trump. That's the last thing they want. Let's take a break, and we'd like to hear from you. 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, *930. Basically, should there be witnesses called for this? What about the choice between dismissing charges or a full-blown trial? What is better for Donald Trump's legacy? And what about the next election? How will that turn out? A lot of even prominent Democrats are saying that they think they're whipped. Every time you turn around now, there's a Democrat with a name that says he's very or she's very nervous about this and not sure that they can beat him. I don't think it's a ploy. I don't think it's a position. I think it's real. We'll be back after this. Let me see. The managers have been announced by Nancy Pelosi. They are Schiff. Let's see. Whoops. They just clipped it off the screen. But both Schiff and Nadler are in it, and some other people. We'll give you the whole thing in just a short amount of time. Meanwhile, let's see. Dan should be one of the managers. Dan from West Seneca. You're on WBEN.
Good morning, and again, just a great topic. And you asked three things, I believe, in your monologue before going to break.
Yes.
So I can keep track of myself here and try to have a conversation with you. I'd like you to give them.
Okay, witnesses, the first one, witnesses. Should they have witnesses or not?
Yes, they should. And I want them to call Hunter Biden. I want them to call John Bolton. Then we would wait and see who tries to claim executive privilege, and we'll have that little wrestling match. But I would prefer that all the players on both sides, with all the mudslinging back and forth, be present and accounted for and ask your questions. Just ask your questions and let us decide, is it relevant to anything? Was there any criminality? And what does it have to do with the articles that you submitted? And let the chips fall where they may.
All right, let me ask you a question. Were you not disturbed by the fact that during the House inquiry, they did not allow any Republican lawyers for the president, and they didn't allow any Republican witnesses? That would go exactly against what you just said.
You're correct, and I'm going to tell you that I think that they're caught up in their procedure. I think that they're caught up in covering their butt, and I think that it does not serve the justice system well. We either have a justice system that is for everyone, or we do not, but I'm done with the malarkey. They took it this far. I may not have. So now let's finish it. I'm in lockstep with Mr. Beamer and Tony. As to, I'm so tired of hearing, oh, if they would have did this or they didn't do that, so it means this. I just want the whole pie on the table, and whatever crumbs are left, I can live with.
Okay, so the second question you've answered then, a dismissal of charges or a full-blown trial. So the next question after that would be, which would be better, more advantageous for his legacy, as the president, a full-blown trial where he got acquitted, or a dismissal of charges because there wasn't enough evidence in what the House sent over? Which would be better for Trump and his legacy?
I would think, based on his platform that propelled him to the presidency, that he would want a full trial, and he would not want a debate as to his innocence or guilt. And he's proclaiming that he is innocent. So unless he's Chris Collins, if he's innocent, right?
Okay. And what about now? Here, the big question. What about the next election? This whole thing, assuming it comes out the way you'd like it to come out, with a full trial, but then the way I'd like it to come out with his vindication, will this help him in his next election? Which isn't that far away, by the way.
With his base, he is solid. I'll give you what I would do as a Democrat, and there is a gentleman out there that could do it. I think that you should recognize that Trump is a completely different animal when it comes to politics, and trying to do what you had done for the last 50 years has not been working and will not work. I think they need to admit that. So having said that, I don't like three of the main Democratic candidates running for office. I don't think they could beat him, but I will tell you a ticket I believe that could beat him. If Michael Bloomberg truly wants to be a viable candidate for the president of the United States, he has to be as unconventional as Donald Trump. So I would recommend to Mr. Bloomberg, let's start talking about your platform. What are you going to do for me, Mr. Bloomberg? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, and Bloomberg has got all the money. He's got all the money. But when you watch the network coverage of this whole thing, he doesn't register much. Forget about the surveys. There's not much of a sizzle about him. He's got money. Not everybody outside of New York City knows who he is. And I don't think, if you want the kind of fight that Trump has, I don't think he's that kind of candidate.
Well, no, and I'm not going to disagree with you, but I got a fix. He needs to pick a running mate prior to the convention, because he's running on the outside looking in. So therefore, there is no reason that he could, and this would help Amy Klobuchar, because if I were him, I would name Amy Klobuchar, and when she's in the Senate trial for the impeachment, I would be down there in Iowa, and I would be spouting off about my platform. I would say that I'm sorry my running mate is kind of tied up with her senatorial duties, But that doesn't mean we're not thinking about you.
No, you bring up a good point, and it's a good strategic method. If you want to get known, you're right, and you want a little sizzle, you name who you would choose as your vice president and hope they have enough sizzle to cover the whole ticket. That's a good point there, Dan.
It's the only way they can win. You cannot beat Mr. Trump by being Harry Truman. You're going to have some of the same appeal. You're going to have to adapt to his approach. You're going to have that snap. And then you're going to have substance. But you're going to have the theatrics as well as the substance. And it can't be all about the impeachment. The impeachment should have probably never came to the forefront in the first place. Therefore, you're going to have substance. If you don't like his tax policy, why? And what would you do different?
Yeah, and naming somebody early, I think, in some cases like this one, would be a good deal. I think that's very smart. Thank you, Dan. Thanks for calling. Yep. What do you think of that idea, Tony? You send somebody out ahead like a scout.
Right.
Like the early days of the West where the cavalry would send a scout out to see what's going on before they actually got over the hill. I think that's a good idea, especially with somebody like Bloomberg.
Sure.
Who is, you know, he's loaded with money. But unless you're a New York City person, where he was the former mayor, I don't think he's that well known nationally. And I don't know how, no matter how much money you can spend, if you can suddenly become well known by just spending enough money to get there.
If you go by perception as reality, you look at him, and most people think he's a bit of a nut job, so I don't think anybody really takes him seriously.
Yeah, and you know what? The Democrats talk all the time against rich people. They talk against the privileged, and they got a candidate who he is rich people. He is privileged.
Same with the socialist that's out there yapping, yeah. Bernie Sanders. He has a few bucks.
Yeah, exactly. And then that's some newly found money. While his wife's college goes under, he is still out there preaching as a proud socialist. All right, we'll take a break. We want to hear from you. The letters of impeachment will be in the Senate's hand by this afternoon at 5 o'clock. Should they call witnesses? What about dismissal of charges versus a full-blown trial? And what's better for the president's legacy? And who's going to win the next election? We'll be back after this.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
And we are back with Beach & Company. They announced the new members of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Tony, you think they ran out of acts too early?
Yeah, I definitely think they did. And you said it years ago. They were in such a rush to name so many acts in the beginning that they've run out. So now we have rap or R&B. Well, if that's the case, it shouldn't be the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. It should be the Music Hall of Fame.
Yeah, and just to prove it, I'm not going to go there and welcome them in the lobby because, as you know, I'm in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame under the disc jockey section.
I love when people go there and they'll send me a picture of the display with you and your sideburns.
My picture's there,
and
yeah.
Your picture and the write-up on KB Radio. To me, that's amazing.
But I like to welcome the new inductees. I go there with a handshake.
You should.
Mick, Bob Dylan, you know, hey. Okay, thank you.
Here's a question. I know we have Don Landry coming up. T-Rex is one of the acts that's being inducted. And I've always, because I saw a video, I think it was Banger Gong, and it looked like Elton John on keyboards. And I'm wondering if Elton John started with T-Rex before he became the famous artist that
well,
we know.
Well, that's a question we'll see if he knows the answer to. Hi, Don in Pennsylvania, my dear friend. You're on WBEN.
Hey. Is this Fred Astaire, or have I reached the wrong phone number?
Yeah, the PT people have me doing an exercise at home that if you were looking through my window, it would look like I was dancing. I'm embarrassed to do it.
I don't understand that because, you know, every year I read up who's going to be on Dancing with the Stars, and I... usually disappointed when I don't see your name as one of the contestants.
I would be disappointed if I did see my name. So there, that's even. Hey, Don, what about 5 o'clock? The Senate will have the House's version of justice. And what do you think? What do you think? Should they have witnesses? Should it be a full-blown trial? Should it be dismissed? What about the president's legacy? All those things.
Well, you're asking a lot of questions, and they're all good questions. Number one, the whistleblower, whoever that person is, if that person exists, must show up. I mean, how can you possibly just take the word of I can't even pronounce his name, Shifty Schiff.
Adam Schiff. I want to see, under all circumstances, Adam Schiff put his hand on the Bible and say that he does not know who the whistleblower is. And he does not know his identity, and he's never met him. I want him on the record as saying that.
Well, I can't disagree with that. However, I personally want to see him or see her, whoever it might be, because how can you possibly just use the word of somebody who doesn't even show up as being so important in these hearings?
And keep in mind, the only protection they have for privacy is not to lose their job. So if they're called, they have to testify, and I'd like to see that. And I guess if I'd like to see that, we got to have witnesses.
Absolutely. Now, I agree with you, caller Dan, that we should have witnesses. There should be a lot of witnesses there. He mentioned the people, I think, that are most important to be there, and I'd look forward to that. But anything short of that, I mean, it's a farce.
Yeah, I'm afraid that if they do a dismissal because the case is so weak, that the Democrats will beat that like a rented mule, saying, look, the fix was in, they won't even have a trial.
Absolutely. I mean, it's going to be hanging over his head if they do that. The other way, if they come to a conclusion and he's found not guilty and he's not going to be totally impeached, well, then that's fine. That's a feather in his hat.
I think they have to make a decision of whether what they know about what went on in that phone call is impeachable. I think it is so negligible, so minor, that I can't believe it got this far. And the only reason it got this far is they have a vendetta against the president.
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, I personally look at it this way. It's not so much what Donald Trump has done, if he's done anything. It's what he has done for people like you, me, and everybody else. He's going to be judged on that. People are going to look at him as, what have you done for me? And the heck with anything else.
The country is rolling in hyperglide right now. Everything is going great. I don't see how it could be any better. I think today, probably not by accident, he and the Chinese negotiator are signing the first part of the new trade agreement. So things are happening.
Things have definitely been happening, and they've all been good for the American people. And I think next year they'll sign phase two of that agreement. So It's looking good.
What's better for his legacy? What is better for his legacy? To go to trial and be acquitted, or to have the case too weak to even consider and just being dismissed?
I want to see them go through the trial. I want to see him get acquitted, and then we can put it to rest.
I love that. I love what you're saying. And you can verify that I took dancing lessons in school, right?
Oh, you absolutely did. And that's why I'm so majorly disappointed that I don't see you on Dancing with the Stars. Tom Bergeron doesn't know what he's missing.
Don, how graceful was he? Seriously, come on, tell us.
He didn't go with me on Friday nights.
He was extremely good. He danced around a lot of good stuff.
Well, look at it like this. If David Bellavia can be in My Fair Lady, I don't know what part he played.
No, Singing in the Rain.
Oh, Singing in the Rain. Okay, he was saying, did he do the Gene Kelly role?
I think so.
Okay, if David Bellavia can do that, I played not only did I dance, but I played the lead in War of the Worlds, in my senior class play, so I was ready for Broadway. Hey, Don, good to talk to you. Fasten your safety belts. Over the weekend, who do you think is going to come out in the Super Bowl after this weekend?
Oh, boy. I know you like Green Bay.
They didn't look good this last weekend, though, but go ahead.
Well, they look good enough to win.
Yeah, that's true, but they didn't look like they usually do. But.
No, well, San Francisco, I think, is a well-rounded team. They got the home court advantage or home field advantage, and I think they'll take advantage of that.
How about the AFC?
I mean, I got to – sentimentally, I'm going with Andy Reid. He was a coach here. He got he was very maligned here.
He was.
I had won a lot.
I think they looked – I never saw a team go behind so fast and then catch up and go flying by. They looked great.
It was unbelievable, to be honest with you.
Kansas City. So you're saying Kansas City, San Fran?
That's the way I would look at it.
Well, it looks pretty good to me. We'll take a break now. Thanks, Don. Thank you very much. We'll take a break on News Radio 930. And when we come back, Daryl from Medina has been waiting. We're going to get to him. Let's go to Daryl in Medina. You're on WBEN, Daryl.
Good morning, sir.
Hello there, Daryl. Fine.
I think they've got to do the trial.
Full-blown trial.
Cover some stuff.
With witnesses.
With the witnesses, and you, I think you kind of got the scenario on that one.
I want to see Schiff on there.
Well, I have a picture of Schiff in my head.
I bet you do. He had those eyes. Now, I'm sorry. I know you're not supposed to judge people by these things, but his eyes look like a crazy person.
Well, I have a picture in my mind of him holding his hand up with a hand puppet on and going, "This is Charlie the whistleblower." I know this is, I know, you know, things, but I have, because I've never heard anybody else, nobody. He's the only one that knows who the whistleblower is.
Yeah, and he says he's never met the whistleblower and doesn't know the identity. Well, first of all, I think that if you don't know the identity of the man, hurling the charges toward the president of the United States, you're not doing your job.
No, not at all. I mean, that's absurd. I mean, if you or I had some kind of thing, and they said that there was a whistleblower involved, and we had to go to court with it. The judge would throw it out in a minute.
Yeah, what's his name or her name? I don't know. Huh? You don't know? Why should we follow up on it then if you don't know? It could be Putin for all we know.
I got another one I heard last night that really freaked me out.
Okay.
They said that back in 68 that they had all of the election. I can't even remember who was running at the time, but that the ones that were running, nobody had enough votes to be made, a nominee or a candidate.
A candidate, okay, they didn't have enough support, right.
The guy happened to mention, whoever this guy was, said that he thought before this is done that they're going to take Michelle Obama and Hillary and team them up because they're the only two people that could pulling up, son.
Well, remember now, even in this race, they're saying that word was out that a woman couldn't win. Well, all they threw that out for is to try and get, oh, yeah, I'll show you. I'll vote for one of those two, Michelle Obama, or maybe somebody else. But that's all that was for. Hey, Daryl, thank you. Thank you for the call. Always good to talk to Daryl. How about Mark in Buffalo? Mark, you're on WBEN.
Hi, Sandy. How are you today?
I'm fine, Mark. What do you have for us today?
Just a couple random thoughts. Maybe you can enlighten me. Let's get this straight.
Okay.
Obama gave nothing to Ukraine with the Russian boot on their neck, and they're going to go ahead and impeach this president for a tit for tat that never existed. Please explain to me, what are the high crimes and misdemeanors? Where is the evidence?
If I could explain that, I'd be the media giant of the Western world. Because there wasn't enough evidence. There's no crime. There is no crime in what they're taking over to the Senate.
It's a circus.
Yeah. Nothing.
Yep.
Okay, so I wish I could answer it, but I can't. Thank you very much. There's no crime committed there. That would be a reason enough, by the way. It says high crimes and misdemeanors. Name a high crime or misdemeanor that's in the charges, and there aren't any. So intellectually, you could just dismiss it if they wanted to. But there are things going with a dismissal. Hey, by the way, if you'd like to go to Alaska, the Inside Passage with Dan Neverth and myself from Seward, Alaska to Vancouver, Canada, we are going with AAA. Of course, AAA arranges all of our tours from the 14th of August through the 24th of August on Viking. Everybody loves Viking. It's just a wonderful trip. I have been to Alaska. It was the first trip we took out of the 10 that we booked. Not the same route, and it's not the same line. This is Viking. We love Viking, and we do a lot with Viking and AAA. You have not seen America till you've seen Alaska. You know, what's funny is there's a lot of Alaskan shows on television now, but those are usually people living without the grid, and they're living the hard life of Alaska, but they love it there. And we don't do that. We go the comfort route. I'm just telling you, the best food. Viking features the best food and local dishes as you pull up. And in every one of the stops, let's see, how many are there with this? It's 11-day cruise, 2 countries, 9 ports. So 9 ports, every port of call, you get a free excursion from the cruise line. So there are others available if you'd like to purchase them, but you can be assured that if you want to stay on the ship, you can. You want to take an excursion, you can, at no charge. And then there are other excursions available. If you would like to see Seward, Alaska, it is there for you. And others you've heard of, Valdez, certainly Icy Strait Point in Alaska sounds good. Skagway, you've heard of. I've been there. Very, very good. Juneau is the capital of Alaska. Not available to get there by a road. You have to either fly in or float in. And that is on day 7 when we're in Juneau. Sitka is right after that. And then Ketchikan. And the Inside Passage is something to be seen. And that's what we're doing. And we will end up in Vancouver, British Columbia. So get ready to make a call if you're interested in this, and that is AAA of Western and Central New York. Barbara Hughes does such a great job for us on these trips. 1-844-688-7477. That's 1-844-688-7477. And the way it works is we'll all be together in various times. Sometimes we'll all be together for not all at the same time, but some of us will be together at dinner and breakfast and lounging on the deck and taking excursions. But it's really nice because it is a Buffalo trip. And if you would like to be a part of it, that's the 14th through the 24th. Mark that on your calendar. Cruising is, if you like to be pampered, cruising is the way to go. You want 24-hour food? Cruising is the way to go. I noticed I hooked Tony when I said 24-hour food. All the meals are included. Very, very nice. If you like to just pick out what you want and on your own, you can do that as well. And as I said, it's like a big family vacation, a lot of fun.
And when you're in Alaska, and I know you have this on most of your trips, where people can schedule different sightseeing things on their own.
Yeah.
So if you want to go see like nature stuff, which I would want to, based on what I've seen on nature shows,
this
stuff's amazing.
Yeah, and they will book it for you. They'll give it, everything is handled for you. It's so easy to do. If you've never cruised, you're in for a real treat. August 14th through the 24th, going to Alaska with Dan Neverett on the Alaska and the Inside Passage on Viking. We'll be back with more. But first, I have a cash code word. Send the word EARTH, E-A-R-T-H, to 72881, and you might win $1,000 in cash.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.